Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. We've been exploring different retirement options for people or ways to stay socially engaged. We talked about the Peace Corps as an option, perhaps, or living in a university retirement center near the campus. You have a third one for us, Greg Lunsford, don't you?
A third one. So this is a hybrid. Okay. And this is dealing with work, but I don't want you to think about this as work. This is work on your terms. So the first one is entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship, okay.
Now, well, most
people, this sounds exhausting.
It does. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. And so what I'm recommending is not going and starting a full business. But if you have that hobby that you really enjoy and you say, hey, I like taking, I've always taken pictures. So I have a friend who always, every vacation, he would just like grab a backpack and pull out his camera and you come back. And then all of a sudden people started going, these are wonderful pictures. Why don't you sell these? And so he would have art shows and he would make some side cash, right? So entrepreneurship. I even think about my own in-laws who raised their family in Chicago, knew nothing, go to Missouri and they buy a farm and they were raising beef cattle, which was passive income because you don't have to be out there every day. My father-in-law fed the cows, and then at the end, literally the end of the road for them, right?
Right.
That was a great way for them to make passive income because they would take them back to the auction and sell them back. So this is just findings, but he had fun, but he only wanted to commit a couple hours a day
makes sense.
Right? So people over 50 are actually twice as likely to do well in being an entrepreneur. Simply because you're at an age and a stage where you have the wisdom as well as more financial resources to do more things, right? So as we talk about entrepreneurship, I just think there are a couple things that people should consider before they make this leap.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, how much will it cost to get started?
Right.
So you want to do something and you understand there's some costs, but you want to make sure that you have enough capacity that you do not jeopardize your retirement, right?
Yes, exactly.
So this is sort of like making a fun money investment. So
I've got a good example of this.
Okay.
We used to do a segment called What's Your Hustle? We got to bring that back already.
Yes.
People call in with their side hustles.
Yes.
And we had a woman who was retired call in, and she still wanted to be engaged and make some money on the side. So it really wasn't a side hustle anymore. It was her only hustle. She teaches how to make your own homemade pasta classes. Mm-hmm. And she has people over, and they sign up, and the class is full. Every time she does is once a month, once a week, something like that, because she knows how to do it. And I think that that's a perfect example. You already have the ingredients. The ingredients aren't that expensive.
That's right.
You're posting on social media. You make a little website. Boom, you got 10 people coming to class. They pay $50 each, $500 a week. You know, something like that.
That's an excellent example. That's what I'm talking about. Because it doesn't feel like work.
Right. She loves it.
She loves it. It's something she would have done anyway.
Izzy Noodles? I'll have to look that up. She was sweet. Okay.
Okay.
What else do people know?
Second one is you need to think about the personal risk. So if you're going to do anything that, you know, you could end up having an accident or anything like that, you want to make sure you're properly insured,
true,
right?
You don't want to be like, you know, it would be a fun new hustle, coal mining. That would not be good.
That's exactly right. Or you may pull out your kayak and say, hey, I'm going to start taking people on kayak rides and something goes wrong, right? And people are looking for you. So you just want to make sure you look at your insurance coverage. Just talk to your insurance carrier and say, you know, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Just want to make sure.
I see what you're saying. Not only insurance about yourself, but like if you're guiding other people.
That's exactly right.
Makes sense.
That's right. Number three, make sure you're having fun. And part of the what helps that is make sure you have enough flexibility that you get to do the leisurely things you want to do in retirement. You don't want this to be like a full-time job that, you know, when you get a phone call and someone say, hey, you want to go to the Cubs game today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, darn, I got to work, right? You want to be able to make sure it's fun and it is something that complements your retirement lifestyle, not takes over your retirement lifestyle.
I want something I can do from, and this is like 30 years in the future, but noon to 4, because noon to 3:30, because here's my life, Greg, it's the future. Here we go. I want to golf every morning when I can at 5:30 or 6, the first tee time out the gate. I want to take a nap after that because that's not easy. Then I want to have a little fun, do a little work, come on the side. Jeopardy comes on at 3:30. I hope it still does in 30 years. And then that's the end of my day. So I think this works with what I want to do.
Yeah, you've nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you have anything else that you want people to know before they get
started
on this one?
The other part of this, if you do not want to be an entrepreneur, there's something called returnships.
Returnships.
So okay. It's an internship where instead of you being the young intern, you're returning to the workforce. So there was a movie in 2015 called The Intern, starring Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. This was an example of this. And these things actually exist. There, if you maybe do a search in your search engine, you can find some companies like IBM and General Motors and Goldman who have formally done these things in the past, but just going back and being the intern. And we talked about generativity last time, where this is the characteristic that a lot of retirees have, where they want to share their knowledge with the next generation. Here's an opportunity for you to do it. And so here's an opportunity for you to go back and get paid and do something fun and kind of be able to do the things that an intern did. But you're a lot wiser and know where to make the right commitments.
I love that. So you can stay active in something in an industry you like. You probably are able to design or at least have very flexible hours in how you do it. Mm-hmm. The company benefits on, well, you're probably not a full-time PTO healthcare employee, or maybe you are. I don't know. It depends on the company. So you're a little bit cheaper than maybe a full-time employee, but they get the benefit of the institutional knowledge that you might bring back to the company.
That's right. And with all of these, they are work, but they shouldn't feel like work. These are things that you enjoy doing. There just happen to be a few perks to come with them.
Can I mention one last thing about the entrepreneurship? Mm-hmm. I imagine this would be one more thing that people should know. You mentioned the insurance thing, which got me thinking. Talk to someone at Mesereau who can help you worry about the tax side of things of the income.
Correct.
Are you going to be an S corp? Are you going to be an LLC? When I started doing a little bit of my own side stuff, it took me a couple of years to realize how important bookkeeping was and that there were tax benefits that I wasn't taking advantage of and insurance protections and workers' comp things that I hadn't thought of.
And also, if you're doing any of these work-related things, right, the timing of Social Security.
Yes.
Right? Because if you take Social Security and before your full retirement age, this is before age 60, 67, and you decide to go back to work, there could be penalties. They'll ding you.
Clawback.
They'll give you a clawback. Exactly right. So that is very important for you to talk to your financial advisor about that.
If someone is thinking of any of these three retirement lifestyles we've kind of talked about, or any, they could chat with you guys, and you guys can help line up all this stuff that we're talking about, right?
Well, I'm
not saying you're going to get them in the Peace Corps, but you could talk through the financials of all this.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right, just like, hey, what does this mean for this? What does That's this correct. Mean for that? Help them plan it.
That's absolutely right.
Right, you're not going to find them a returnship for them.
Well, no.
unless you need a returnship person.
No, but that's exactly right. Let's go through some numbers to see what this means for you. Absolutely.
Right. The good, bad, and the ugly.
That's correct.
Greg Lunsford, this has been a fun month.
I've enjoyed it greatly. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. 877-MESIROW, MESIROW.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesereau advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesereau at 877-MESIROW.